Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Sound of Power. We have embarked upon day 13 of our 30-day time of prayer and watching in the Spirit. We are so grateful for those of you that continue in prayer with us. Again, tonight we want to go before the Lord, again praying for the nation, for our communities, praying for our families. We are praying, trusting, and believing that God is listening as we pray. I am going to read Job chapter 15 just for a moment. And we're just looking at man and the way we are right now in this day and in this time. So I'm just going to read just from Job chapter 15, a few verses of scripture, starting at verse 14. What is man that he should be clean, and he which is born of a woman that he should be righteous? Behold, he putteth no trust in his saints. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more abominable, my God, and filthy is man which drinketh iniquity like water. I will show thee, hear me, and that which I have seen I will declare. Which wise men have told from their fathers and have not hid it? Unto whom alone the earth was given, and no stranger passed among them. The wicked man travaileth with pain all his days, and the number of years is hidden to the oppressor. A dreadful sound is in the ears, and the prosperity, the destroyer shall come upon them. He believeth not that he shall return out of darkness, and he is waited for or of the sword. He wandereth abroad for bread, saying, where is it? He knoweth that the day of darkness is ready at hand. Trouble and anguish shall make him afraid. They shall prevail against him as a king ready to the battle. For he stretches out his hand against God and strengthening himself against the Almighty. Jesus, my God, this verse alone. I think sometimes if we can just look at the clear picture of the state of the heart of man right now, where we are as a people when it comes to our God, our behaviors, the things that we're doing in the earth, the things that we're giving ourselves to, when we look at those things, Jesus, Lord, have mercy on our nations. This is why it is so important for those of us who understand the power of intercession, the necessity of those who would stand in the gap. For those who do not understand their behavior, they can't see what they're doing against God, the God who so loved them that while they were yet sinners, he commended his love towards them. But yet we're living in a day and in an hour when so many are all but shaking their fists in the face of God. All of us, many of us going in our own ways, being consumed by materialism and the things of this life, giving in more and more to adultery, to hatred, to murder, all of these senseless things that are happening in the earth. But I am so glad that there is hope because of us, because of you, because of me. Because there are those who, in spite of what they see, will say to the Lord, I will stand in the gap. I will pray. Even though we are in the place of safety, we know that there are others who are not. We know that there are those who are allowing their minds to be consumed by so many other things. But I thank God on tonight that there are those who love God so much and they love people so much that you will lay between the porch and the altar and cry out to the Lord in prayer with me for these 30 days, for our nation, for our community, for the injustices that is in the land, for the spirit of murder that's running rapid, for all of the things that we see in our community that break God's heart and it breaks our heart. And we are reminded, except for the grace of God, That could be me standing in that position, not even appreciating the goodness of God, the kindness of God. So I thank the Lord for you tonight. I thank God that you are connecting with us in prayer. We're going to go ahead and get ready to get tonight as we go before the Lord in prayer. And as always, when we come to the closing tonight, we want to invite you in also to pray with us at the end. And I'll let you know when we're releasing the lines for you to also to join in with us. But right now we're going to have Sharon open us up. And then our following, and I'm going to invite you in to intercede with us, the sound of many voices that will break the back of the enemy, the sound of prayer, the sound of intercession. Sharon,
hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you this evening for this opportunity and privilege. We thank you, oh, God, that we can call on the sweet, matchless name of Jesus Christ this evening. We thank you for being our God, our Lord, our Savior, our Keeper, our Sustainer, our righteousness, oh, God, and our truth. And so, God, because you are our righteousness and you are the true and the living God, we come first asking you to forgive us for any sin, all unrighteousness, our thoughts, our deeds, our intentions, our desires, God, anything that may not line up with your will and God line up with your word. We come this evening asking you to forgive us, oh God, because we have some urgent matters that we need you to hear about. We have some urgent matters, oh God, that we need you to see about. We have some urgent matters, oh God, and we don't need you not to hear us, oh God, this evening. We ask that you would forgive us for anything and everything, oh God, that we shouldn't have done, that we may have done, that we shouldn't have said, oh God, that we may have said. We ask for your forgiveness, and God, we ask for your mercy. We need your mercy this evening, oh God. We need you to have mercy on us, this untoward generation. We need your mercy, oh God, to see about us. We need your mercy, oh God, to visit us. Oh God, we come on behalf of our children this evening. We lift up our children unto you, oh God, and we ask, oh God, that you would put a hedge of protection around them, oh God, that you would protect them, oh God, while they are in school, God, when they get out of school, oh God, for those that are out of school, those, oh God, that may go to camp, that go to the playground, God, go to the pool, we ask, oh God, that you would protect them, oh God, in their goings and in their comings, God. Keep them from danger seen and unseen, oh God. We pray today, oh God, that you would protect them, oh God. Protect them from kidnappers and predators, oh God. Protect them from molesters, those, oh God, that come to kidnap our children. Oh God, we pray today for your mercy, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would have mercy on our children. We come against, oh God, even the spirit of murder, the spirit, oh God, of suicide, the spirit of disobedience, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would have mercy and that you would hide our children behind you, oh God. Don't allow the enemy entrance into them, oh God. We pray for our youth and our young adults this evening. Oh God, we realize and we confess they are the weak vessels, oh God. But God, we ask that you would strengthen them, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would raise up a generation, oh God, a generation of body believers, oh God, those that won't add or take away from your word, but God, they will rightly divide your word of truth. Oh God, we ask that you would raise up God chasers and not men chasers, oh God. And then God, we ask when that you raise them up, that you would cause them to chase after you. God, let them chase you with their whole heart and raise up, oh God, the true worshiper in our children, oh God. Oh God, we ask that you would protect them from the hand of the enemy, and God, cause them to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh God, we say then cause our children, oh God, to be children that lift you up and not themselves. Oh God, cause them to be children that seek first your kingdom and all of your righteousness, oh God. We pray today, God, that they will be children that will seek after their purpose, oh God, and find it in you. God, we pray that there will be a generation that seeks your face, oh God, and not Facebook. We pray, oh God, that you would change their desires, that you would change, oh God, their appetite, and God, that you would give this generation a hunger and thirst after you, oh God. We pray, oh God, this evening, oh God, and we trust you and believe you to do it. We believe you, oh God, that you're the God that cannot lie. Oh God, you're the kind of God that will keep your promise. Oh God, and we know that your word said that the promise is unto us, our children, and our children's children. Oh God, so we put the word out on them, oh God. And we say, oh God, let the word be wrapped around them. Let the word, oh God, be brought back to their memory. God, cause the word to fall in their heart and on good ground. We pray, oh God, that even as they sleep at night, that the word would wake them up, oh God, that they would hear the word and believe the word, oh God. We pray for our children, oh God, that you would raise up a generation that will bless your holy and your righteous name. And then, God, even as parents, we pray, oh God, that you would teach us, even as grandparents and godparents, oh God, those that are around children, God, we ask that you would teach us how to train up a child, oh God, that they would love you with their whole heart, that not only would they love you, but they would love Christ and they fear the Lord. God, we pray this evening that if we did anything, oh God, as parents or grandparents, to sow a seed, oh God, of disobedience, we repent before you this evening, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you would give us the opportunity to get it right, oh God. If we did anything wrong, oh God, we ask that you would help us to get it right. We pray this evening, oh God, that you would have mercy. And God, that our children will live a life of righteousness for your name's sake. We pray, oh God, and we know that your word said that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. And so, God, we come this evening asking you to remove the reproach, oh God, that we may be exalted. So we ask you, oh God, that you would forgive us. God, that you would have mercy on us. And God, that you would allow us once again to find you, oh God, that we would bow to you and your sovereignty, that we would obey your will and your word, oh God, that we would teach our children and our children's children how to love you, oh God, with their whole heart. And God, we thank you for it now. We thank you for the privilege that you've given us just to be able, oh God,
to repent before you. We thank you, oh God, for the opportunity for keeping us, oh God, this nation, for keeping us as your people, your righteous seed, oh God. Thank you for keeping us and giving us the opportunity, oh God, to get it right. But you say, God, if we repent, that you would throw it into the sea of forgetfulness. Now, God, help us not only to repent, but to turn from our wicked ways. Because, God, we need you to hear from heaven. Forgive us of our sins and heal our land. And so, God, we lift up this generation, our children and our children's children, our young, oh God, black and white. God, we lift them up to you. Those, oh God, in America and those that are outside of America, we lift up this generation unto you, oh God. And we say, oh God, let them become a generation that believes in you, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it now. And we give you glory, O God, and we give you praise, for it is due you, O God. And we dare not hold back our worship, our praise, and our glory unto you, for you are a great God, and you are worthy to be praised. And so we pray this all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and soon coming King.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. Father, we honor you. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, God, to continue in prayer, God. We thank you, Lord, God, that we just trust you, God, in this hour, even when we don't understand. We thank you, Lord God, that you are moving in the earth. You're moving in the earth realm, God. We are speaking to every area, God, under the sound of our voice, God, to every home, God, that's under the sound of our voice. We are speaking strength to power, oh, God. We thank you on tonight, oh, God, that your spirit is resting on us. I thank you, Lord, that you are our enabler. God, that everything we stand in need of, God, you're already making provision for. I thank you for opportunity on tonight. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that even as we are crying out to you, your word declares, as we are calling out to you, you are answering us. So I thank you for the answers tonight, oh God. I thank you for the answers that you are sending to our prayers. I thank you, Lord God, for the way that you are moving on our behalf, on the behalf of this nation, God. Even, Lord God, when we cannot see it with our natural eye, by faith, God, we believe that you are moving in the nations. We believe, Lord God, that your spirit has preeminence. We believe by faith, oh God, that you are tearing down strongholds, God, that you are moving on the hearts of those, oh God, that call on your name. Hallelujah. And Father God, that you are giving us favor even in difficult times. Father, we see the day and the hour that we are living in, but God, by faith, we choose to believe, Lord, that you are making ways out of no ways for us. God, that you are opening doors that no man can shut. And Lord, we choose to believe, Lord God, that in spite of what the enemy, God, desired, that in the end, God, that it is working together for our good. I thank you for the good that's coming out of what we don't understand. I thank you for the many blessings, oh God, that you are causing us to walk in. I thank you for fruitfulness. I thank you for favor, God. I thank you that your love is with us from day to day. I thank you, God, that you are protecting us and that you are watching over us and that you are beating back the hand of the enemy. I thank you, God, that you are driving him out, oh God, with a strong hand, with your strong hand of deliverance, God, that you are rebuking, God, demonic forces. God, I thank you, oh God, that you are making an open shame of him publicly, God. I thank you, God, that you are causing him, God, to release his hand off the minds of our children, God. I thank you, God, that you are driving out this spirit of schizophrenia, God, that's running rapid in the communities today. Father. I thank you, oh God, that you are touching minds now, Father. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, Father, that you began to give revelation and exposure, oh God, to even why, God, that mental illness is on an all-time high. Father, I thank you, oh God, it doesn't matter what they are doing in secret, God, that you are our eyes and our ears, and you can go places, oh God, that we cannot go in. And Father, you can cause there to be a breach of information. And so, Father, tonight we ask you to release information, oh God, that might be hid, hallelujah, in this day and in this hour, God, that your people will not be victimized by the enemy. Oh, Father, I thank you on tonight, oh God, that we are victorious, that we walk in power, that we walk in favor, that we walk in the anointing, oh God, that you've given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And Father, I thank you that you've also given us the power to tread upon surface and all the power over the enemy. I thank you, oh God. And Father, we by faith, we exercise our authority over the enemy, God. And God, that you will give us the anointing of God, that we'll be able to leap over truth. God, it doesn't matter the strategy of the enemy. God, whatever truth he has lined up, God, thank you for the anointing. God, that is destroying the yoke in this hour. Thank you for your power that is moving. Thank you for divine advancement. Thank you that you are shattering. You are shattering his works, that you are bringing to naught every strategy, God, everything that he planned in secret. I thank you, oh God, God, that you are going, God, into every meeting. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we sense your power and your anointing, God, that is at work on our behalf. We sense your spirit moving. We sense you moving, oh God. And the things, oh God, that the enemy, oh God, would want to do against the people of God. I thank you now, God, that those plans, oh God, are rendered ineffective. I thank you, oh God, for your saving grace, God, that is resting even in this hour. And Father, I pray that you continue to empower us, that we'll be able to share information, God, that we'll be able, God, God, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, God, that we'll be able to speak well of you, God, in the name of Jesus, that we'll be ready always to give an answer to every man of the reason of the hope that is within us without fear and trembling. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you are releasing your spirit of might upon us. And God, even the things, oh God, even the weapons of the enemy, God, that he thought was strong against us, that your spirit of might, oh God, is empowering us, oh God, to break through. I thank you, oh God, for that breaking anointing. God, that we are breaking through some places. God, that we're coming through on the other side. Yeah.
Lord, that you're giving it into our hands. I thank you, oh God, that you're anointing us. Oh God, to tread a kind of rope on my, oh God, into new territory. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that even as we advance into new places, oh God, amen. God, that you're going to give us the authority, oh God, to rule in territories. And so on today, oh God, we cast down territorial demonic influences. Yeah, God, yeah, God, I thank you for the anointing that you're releasing on us to go into regions. Oh God, pour out that anointing tonight. Make divine visitation on us for the regional assignment. Oh God, that the regions that you have called us into, oh God, that when we enter into those places, I God, there will be an effective change. I thank you for effective change and turnaround. I thank you for the release of your dunamis power. I thank you for that inherited power, oh God. The power, oh God, of force. God, God, that is going into regions now. God, send forth your word now. God, release your angels now. Let them go into those regional places. Yeah, God. Yeah, God. Let them go into Africa now. Let them get in the water system. I cable say, let them go into India now, oh God. God, let them uproot the spirit of oppression against the women. Release your angels now. Release them into regional assignment. God, release them into Syria. Oh God, against the spirit of oppression. Oh God, have your way now. Have your way now, Lord. Move by your spirit. God, we take the limits off of you. God, there's no place that you cannot reach. There's no place, oh God, that you cannot go. Yes, Lord. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you tonight for a Holy Ghost invasion. We pull on the Holy Ghost tonight. Yeah, Lord. Oh God, let your power fall. Let your power fall tonight. Let your spirit fall tonight. Let it fall on us. God, we need an encounter. We need an intervention. We need an interruption. Hey, God. Thank you, oh God, for the outpour of this anointing. anointing. I thank you for every mantle that is represented on this line. I thank you, God, that the mantle that is on our lives, oh God, is ushering others, oh God, into another place. I thank you for this next dimension, oh God, that you are taking them into. I thank you, God, that you are taking them into realms and the spirit, oh God, that they'll begin to see. I thank you that the eyes of their understanding are being enlightened. I thank you, God, that you are opening their eyes and you're causing them to hear more clearer in the spirit, oh God. I thank you for a spirit of keenness that you are releasing right now. Oh God, I thank you for those that have been hungering, oh God, for another place in the spirit. I thank you, Lord God, God, that they have been desiring, oh God, to know you in another way. And Father, I thank you now, oh God, that this place that they have desired, God, that you have released it now. I thank you for the mantle and the anointing. Oh God, oh and what the enemy thought he would block them from, I thank you, oh God, for the anointing tonight. Oh God, that you've already canceled that assignment. I thank you, oh God, God, that they shall cross over into new territory. I thank you, God, for this next place in the spirit. I thank you for this new place in the spirit realm. I thank you, God, for what their hands shall touch and for what their eyes shall see. I thank you, God, that you're breaking stagnant spirits. Oh, God, where they have been immobile and unable to move. I thank you for a transference of anointing, in anointing, oh God, to persevere, in anointing to break through, and God, I bless you for it. I bless you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God, that they're breaking through to the other side of this. God, I thank you. God, that you have heard them well. You have heard them wailing. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, saints, come on and just give him glory. The anointing is so heavy. Oh, God, God is releasing tonight. There is a release taking place.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. God, deliver us, oh God, from our infirmities, oh my God.
Thank you, God. Yes, Lord.
Yeah,
Your way, Lord. Oh God, we say yes. How about
Oh God, help us with our walk. Strengthen us, oh God.
You've been strengthening us, oh God.
Lord Jesus,
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, none of the
Thank you for reminding us, God, who you are to us.
than what you've done for us. Hallelujah. That we never forget. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Honor to whom honor is due. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey,
Lord.
Yes,
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Father God, Prince of Peace, God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, wonderful Savior, God, we bless your name, God.
Hallelujah.
And we give you the glory, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mighty God.
Amen. We bless him tonight for his spirit and his presence. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you again for joining us tonight in prayer. Thank you so much for just joining us in prayer tonight, day 13. Tomorrow we're in day 14. God is doing this thing. Tonight the Lord wanted us to pray for the saints. We have to go in his shift. So we just pray the Lord for the blessings that he wanted to speak over us tonight. He wanted to remind us of his covenant with us, his goodness towards us, his kindness towards us, and the release that he's given to us, the ways that he's making the doors that he's opening, the blockages that are being removed, the access that he's given to us. Thank you, Lord, the things that he's turning around in our favor. Hallelujah. And we have to know that this is what God is doing. God, nobody can tell God what to do. I am so glad that he doesn't have a boss. Hallelujah. He is the boss of bosses. And hallelujah. When God decrees things, we can disannul it. When God makes up in his mind to bless you. And tonight the Lord has favored us and spoke blessings over us and spoke opportunities over us. And doors of advancement and hindrances that he is breaking up, we're going to break through. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And the glory that we're going to see as a result of some sufferings and some trials that we have endured, there's a glory that we're going to see. And so we bless
him.
We bless him for that. Did someone say my name? Amen. Thank you, Lord. And so that is his blessing for us tonight. Go knowing that the Lord has spoke blessings over you and victory,
yes,
and favor and access, yes, and glory, glory on your life.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, we walk in it. So this concludes our time of intercession and prayer for tonight, and we'll meet with the Lord tomorrow and see which direction he'll allow us to go in then. Thank you again for joining us in prayer. God bless you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Good night.
That concludes the call for tonight. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Mm. Amen. Thank you.